I am intrigued that when St. Thomas asks for proof of the risen Christ, he asks for proof of the wounds of the crucifixion. It is the woundedness of Christ which convinces him to faith, and not some display of supernatural risen glory. And it is that woundedness that sharing in our life experience and that submitting to the worst horrors that we can perpetrate, which convinces St. Paul to write to the Ephesians that Jesus shares their life and that they are no longer aliens or strangers, because God is no alien or stranger to our woundedness. This encounter with the wounded and risen Christ empowers the faith of St. Thomas in such a way that the Church bears witness to his tremendous influence in faraway areas of the announcing of the gospel. The Church in India bears specific witness to the preaching of Thomas and sees St. Thomas the Apostle as their founding apostle, in the same way that we as Roman Catholics see Peter and Paul as the founding apostles of the Church in the Western Hemisphere. That acknowledgement of faith carried out to the furthest corners of the earth and the perception of the people of the first centuries of our Christian time is witnessed also by the Western Church Fathers, who speak of the presence of faith and Christian faith and life and witness in India in the 3rd and 4th centuries. The emergence of Islam would then separate the churches of St. Thomas and the churches of Peter and Paul and the other apostles in the Western Hemisphere from one another. And these churches, these communities of apostles, would only encounter each other again with the expansion of the Church's missionary activity in the 16th century and the expansion of the Portuguese Empire to Goa in India, where the Portuguese and their priests meet up with the Kerala Christians, with the St. Thomas Christians. The churches in the two different parts of the world took on characteristics of the people in which they were planted. The Western Church upholds the Roman love of law and of strict order in worship. It has taken on forms of Roman pagan worship, in that we display a particular care and concern to preserve words and phrases and be as accurate as possible in the doing of our liturgy, which was very much a mark of the Roman style of worship, even in paganism. The St. Thomas churches, having had a close encounter with Hinduism and with Buddhism and later on with Islam, also absorbs aspects of the vulnerabilities of these various cultures and bases some of its usages and some of its language even in that of the Muslim, the Hindu, and the Buddhist peoples, among which the Church found itself within the Indian subcontinent. And therefore many of the ceremonies around childbirth and growing up parallel the Hindu ceremonies, marking specific times in a young person's life, from before birth through to adulthood. These enculturations are an important part of the way that the vulnerability of Christ expresses the glory of the resurrection. The message of the gospel is vulnerable to the various cultures in which it is proclaimed. It's unfortunate that the meeting of the churches of West and of India during the time of the Portuguese expansion was not a very happy one. It was a meeting of distrust. It was a meeting of alienation, of feeling that this system of worship does not belong to the form of Christianity that the Portuguese Empire had grown to know and to love and to be nourished by in the Western Church, in the Roman Church. And it took centuries for those problems to resolve themselves. When we come across what is strange and yet familiar, we sometimes tend to devolve into name-calling. And so, for many generations, the Christians of good faith in India were simply called Nestorians and regarded as some form of heretic. We have resolved those problems. We have resolved those mutual vulnerabilities. And so we more clearly express what we see in our first reading today, that we are not aliens, but that we belong. We belong as children in the kingdom of God, with a vast variety of Christian experience, all of which reflect the vulnerability of Christ, who had himself wounded by us, so that we may experience the glory of the resurrection. So on the Feast of St. Thomas, the Apostle let us take stock of our own tendency to name each other aliens and to so easily cast out our brothers and sisters of the same faith and of apostolic devotion, not only between the various churches founded by the different apostles. St. Mark is regarded as the apostle of the Coptic Church, St. Thomas of the East Syrian churches of India, Peter and Paul of the Roman Church, Andrew of the churches of the Greek Orthodox and the Russian Orthodox forms of our Christian worship. Let us not be aliens to one another, because we tend to bring that alienation even within our own communities. But let us learn from St. Thomas's exposure to the wounds of Christ, that it is the vulnerability of Jesus which binds us together in the glory of the resurrection and makes us not strangers, aliens, or wayfarers, but children of the kingdom of God. Amen.